Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite football team in action with our games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake. And for the latest local sports information, visit ncksports.com. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chat with head coach Dean Gingler. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and by Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton.
And again, welcome to our Thursday Locker Room Chats. Dean Gingler joining us, coach of the St. John's Tipton football team. Coach, you knew it would be a tough battle there on Friday against Canton Galva out at their place in a non-league game. They beat you 58-12, a 40-point second quarter for the Eagles there. Just kind of looking back at how the game went, what were some of the biggest things that stood out for your team in that loss there at Canton on Friday night?
Well, probably the thing that stood out the most is that I think we learned in the first quarter there that we can play with what we knew was going to be a really good team, and we did play well with them. We were 6-6 at the end of the first, and like you mentioned, we kind of let that go in the second quarter. We missed some opportunities, missed tackles, and just a lot of speed on the field for them. So if you miss tackles and they get in the open field, it's going to be tough to catch that. But I was proud of the way the boys played. They came out, competed really, really well, and played well, so I know we can, they know now, I think, that we can play with that, but we can't afford to miss opportunities or to make mistakes. So, it's a game we learn some things out of, so hopefully we'll take that and go forward with it.
You've seen a lot of really good teams in the past few seasons there, going east, taking on the teams like Axtell and things like that, but with Canton Galva, how do they compare to some of those really, really good teams that you've seen here over the past few years?
I would say across the board, more speed than anybody that I can recall playing against. Probably 3 to 4 guys that are faster than anybody you have on your team, and so that's kind of difficult to deal with for sure. And then you add in a 6'4" or so, 230 tight end, and so it's a really talented team. Now we didn't play Hanover, say, a couple of years ago when they last won the state title. That was a really talented team, but they remind me a lot of that kind of a team. Pretty long and a lot of speed. So, tough to deal with, but, nobody's impossible to deal with. And you're just going to have to just bring the top game that you have and do the best that you can with it. But I think that's something that, they're a really good team and, fortunate with the guys they have. I know they had some guys out earlier this year, but I think they're at full strength at this point. So, a real tough team for anybody to deal with.
We're talking with Dean Gingler, head coach of the St. John's Tipton football team. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll go over the final district game coming up on Friday night here for the Blue Jays. We're in our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Insurance doesn't have to be stressful. Count on us to cover life's necessities. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Our agents are equipped to provide good risk management techniques that can help insulate a family's lifestyle and prevent it from changing due to a loss. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato. And back in the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94, we're still with Dean Gingler, coach of the St. John's Tipton football team. Coach, finished out district play at home on Friday night against Wakefield, clearly a team that's struggling here this season. Lakeside beat them by 30 last week. It was a close game at one point there in the first half, but Lakeside was able to pull away in the second half and get the win. Just when you look at Wakefield and maybe some of the things that you've seen from them on film and coming into this match, up, what stands out about the Bombers?
Well, I think probably the struggle they're having the most looks like a pretty young roster in terms of guys that are playing. There's only a couple seniors on there, so we've got some some good size, good height, and some size and spots. And so there's things they can do. They did move the ball against Lakeside and different parts of the game. So it's you know, a team that's 1-6 coming in. So you know, they've obviously had the struggles coming in, but we need to be prepared to do what we can do again. And that's kind of been our focus here for the last several weeks, for sure, is to focus on what we can do, and then. And then, you know, take that to the opponent rather than having them bring it to us.
When you talk about focusing on what you can do, I think it's always unique at this point of the season where you really are getting ready and you want to be primed for the postseason and things of that nature. So when you look at your group, do you have everything pretty well set, or do you still use a Wakefield game maybe to work out some wrinkles or add anything new or anything like that? Or is it just pretty well just executing what you already have?
Well, I think we still have room to add things in, because you know, we came into the season with guys in, you know, a lot of positions that hadn't played a lot. So as we play through competition and see what's there, we see things that come out that are things we can do and things we need to develop to compete better with really good teams. So I think we keep developing stuff and keep going. Plus, you know, you can get kind of stagnant if you don't do that, then everybody watches film. So if you don't keep working on some things to give some different options to your team, you're kind of putting yourself in a bit of a tough spot to really go out and compete against good teams. So I don't expect to add a lot, you know, necessarily with Wakefield. There's things we need to work on and you know, make sure we kind of hone up. So I think that'd be more the focus this week.
Dean Gingler, coach of the St. John's Tipton football team, here in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Coach, thanks for the time and best luck Friday night as you finish out the regular season.
All right, thank you, Dustin.
Our St. John's Tipton locker room chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton. Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Insurance doesn't have to be stressful. Count on us to cover life's necessities. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Our agents are equipped to provide good risk management techniques that can help insulate a family's lifestyle and prevent it from changing due to a loss. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com. We continue in the Northern Plains League with head coach Drew Dusky of the Lakeside Knights. Follow Lakeside and Northern Plains League varsity sports all season long on the web at ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 are brought to you in part by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, Nextech, and by Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Drew Dusky with us now, the coach of the Lakeside football team. Coach, a nice win for you on the road there at Wakefield to put yourself in another decent position here, basically to set up a game with Pike Valley to decide the third or fourth spot in the district as long as things go right the rest of the way on the other games in this district. But going back to that Wakefield game, it was a 70-40 victory for you. You got onto an early lead. They came back and actually took a lead there in the second quarter, but you're able to win it by 30 in the end. Just taking a look back, what were some of the things that stood out the most for you?
Yeah, I mean, we knew just watching film it was going to be, you know, we thought it was going to be a close game and it was going to go all four quarters. And I thought we came out well, especially offensively. And I thought Ian ran the ball well. I thought we blocked well for him. I thought Caden did a good job making decisions on our option plays. And then defensively, we started out really well, but then they kind of just started passing the ball a lot. And our defensive backs were getting beat, getting you know, coming up and biting on things, and they were getting, the receivers were getting behind us, and you know, they kind of took the momentum going into halftime, and we kind of challenged the guys during halftime to come out with some fire, and I thought we did for the most part, and it seems like anything we did on the ground, Ian was able to bust anything and go for a score or move the ball pretty efficiently, so it was a good win for us. I mean, we talked about going into that week. how that was a huge game for playoff implications. And, you know, we kind of controlled our own destiny for that third and fourth spot. And I thought they responded well.
You talked about Ian this two straight weeks now where he's really had his two really best running totals in his career, and a very nice game there, obviously, against Wakefield, but he did it against St. John's Stephen the week before. How are you seeing him grow as a runner for you?
Well, I think he's just figuring out that, you know, I mean, Ian's a guy who loves football and loves the contact, and if a guy gets in front of him, you know, he wants to lower his shoulder and try to run over him. And I think he's starting to figure out, you know, if he can, you know, see a hole and make a move, you know, it's not always the best thing to try to power over somebody if he can get by somebody. You know, he's got speed and quickness, and he can bust things open. So, you know, I thought he's landed the ball well all year, and in these last few games, I think he's kind of turned the corner and kind of figured out what he really needs to be to help us, you know, compete in ball games.
We're talking with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside football team. We'll take a timeout. We come back. We'll preview Pike Valley. Big game coming up Friday night in Downs.
What's all the excitement about? Switch to TV now and get two free Amazon Fire Sticks. Watch your favorite shows anywhere you're connected to Cunningham Telephone and Cable, on TV, on your mobile device, or tablet. Get whole home worry-free Wi-Fi, 100 DVR hours, restart TV, replay TV, and two streams of expanded TV now. Want to know more? Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, and Glen Elder for details. Connect with us.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available at the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC. Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic, certified public accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Cybersecurity, managed IT, infrastructure. Nextech has the technology solutions your business has been waiting for. We've provided expert IT services for more than 20 years to local people just like you. And because we're local too, we understand your technology needs today, tomorrow, and whatever comes next. Visit nextech.com/business today and let our IT team be your IT team. Nextech, the best in the IT business.
And back in the locker room chats here on Katy Country 94, we're still with Drew Dusky, coach of the Lakeside football team. Coach, you got Pike Valley coming up next. They're coming off of a 58-8 loss to Osborne last week. Panthers, a team you're obviously familiar with. You get them pretty much every year in the district, and a team that this year is 3-4 coming in. And like we said, this really is going to decide third and fourth, and the loser who has to go take on Axtell most likely in the first round of the playoffs is what it's going to come down to. So what's the focus like as you head into this one with the Panthers?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've talked about that already. You know, I don't think anybody wants to go to play Axtell if they don't have to. And so this is a big game. And, you know, watching film on Pike Valley, I think we're an evenly matched football team. They run a lot of the same stuff we do on offense. And they probably pass the ball a little bit more than we do, and probably more than a Pike Valley team you're used to seeing. And that's kind of where we've been struggling. You know, we've been fairly decent stopping the run against some teams that they've kind of exploited our secondary. And that's something we definitely got to fix and got to make sure we keep their receivers in check and get pressure on the quarterback. And, you know, offensively, you know, we just got to keep doing what we're doing. And, you know, focusing on our ground game and then using some play-action passes to kind of throw them off when they're sucking in tight on the defensive line and those guys in the box with their linebackers and stuff like that. So I expect a good game on Friday. And like you said, you know, it's got to a big implication. So, you know, we got to be ready and come out playing.
I know that a lot of the guys that you lost to injury are not going to be back and things of that nature, but I know that you had an injury on Friday night. It looks like you're set to go there, but just how do you feel about the team, where you're at and the development that you've made because of the injuries and going into this final game of the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, it's a different look definitely than where we started the year, and you know, the guys that we've lost injury, they're not coming back. You know, Dave Smith got a little bit banged up last Friday, but he's good to go, and you know, the people we're putting out there is not going to change from the last 3 weeks. And I thought they've adjusted well to different spots. And I think, you know, especially on the offensive end, they've really done a good job of knowing their roles and coming into spots that they either weren't comfortable playing or never played before. And then some younger guys stepping into varsity spots that weren't playing those varsity spots at the beginning of the year. So, you know, we feel good. You know, we don't have a whole lot of reserves left, but hopefully we can stay healthy.
Drew Dusky, coach of the Lakeside Knights, here in the locker room chat. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck against the Panthers coming up on Friday night. Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation in Downs, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Just like the NPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Donlevy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available at the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Call Cunningham Telephone and Cable today and switch to TV Now and get your first month free. Never miss your favorite shows. Have the luxury of watching what you want, when you want, on your TV, mobile device, or tablet. Find out what customers love about TV Now. Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, or Glen Elder for details. CunninghamTelephoneandCable.com. Connect with us.
We continue our Thursday night locker room chats with Rock Hills head football coach Otis Hendricks. Remember to tune in to KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. For our football games of the week and for the latest local sports information on the web, visit ncksports.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are brought to you each and every Thursday by Kears Thriftway in Mankato and by Boner Welding in Jewell.
This is Jason Broadfoot, and you're listening to the Thursday night locker room chats here on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Joining me now, Rock Hills head coach Otis Hendricks, and kind of a tough one there against Clifton Clyde. You know, they're a perennial power in eight-man football on the short end of a 46-0 score there, but you know, the second half of the season or the middle part of the season, even if the win-loss thing didn't go your way, you've been able to put a few points on the board, maybe not, you know, setting records, but you've been able to put some points on the board. What was the difference in this one that you just couldn't quite get on the scoreboard?
You know, we got the ball, first offensive possession, and moved it
pretty well, and then fumbled. And then that second time we had it, we found ourselves in a hole pretty quick, 16-0, and then lose the ball, and then get a penalty. That set us back, and we end up having to punt. Then we're defensively, there's the very potent offensively, and then before you know, you're down 24-0. You have to start doing stuff just to kind of climb back into the game that you get away from, and that you don't do as much. And we had to throw the ball a little bit at times, and we just couldn't find a rhythm offensively Friday night against a very good team. Overall, I'm very pleased with the kids' performance. The style of offense we run right now, we need to take advantage of the clock and take advantage of moving the ball down the field and putting it in, and then getting our defense playing complementary football defensively and offensively. The kids are learning that, and they're doing well overall. It's just something we got to continue to work on.
Is there something extra that you might want to try? You've mentioned you kind of move the football at times, but once you get down inside the 20 or inside the 10-yard line, is there something else you need to try or want to try to get those points on the board?
Don't turn the ball over. Want to try doing that? Try not to do that. Try not to get penalties. I mean, generally, what got you down there will get you in the end zone. The plays you run that got you inside the red zone, especially if you're a running team, usually will work down inside the red zone as well. They work on two-point plays usually, I'm not saying it's every time, but now I understand if you throw the ball, what gets you down inside the red zone, the field shrinks and it makes it a little more difficult. But like I said, we have got a huge playbook, but we are not, we can't expand our playbook much until we get those simple things perfected. And our kids, as they've gone throughout the season, they've gotten better at perfecting a little bit at a time, And they will continue to get better. We expect a lot more potent offense, here in another year or so.
You're listening to the Thursday Night Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94. We'll be back with more with Otis Hendricks of Rock Hills after this. Great savings now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Sanderson Farms boneless, skinless chicken breast, just $2.99 a pound, now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in Mankato. Great savings now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Fresh boneless beef rump roast, only $3.99 a pound, now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Back here on the Thursday Night Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, Rock Hills head coach Otis Hendricks with us. And, Coach, hard to believe, here we are, last game of the regular season, and you finish up with Washington County. They come in with a record of 4-3, and in a way, your playoffs start a week early because this is kind of a win and you're in, and if you don't, the season's over type game.
Yeah, it is. Washington County, they have some pre-district wins that they were able to get, but they're kind of like us. They played well. They played some the same teams we played in district. In some ways, they do remind me a lot of where we're at times. They're in the same position we are. And it's win and you're in. Lose and go home. And you know, their 4-3 record. Like I said, they've started out the season kind of hot, and for whatever reason, has struggled in district. But they're a good ball club. They're better than their record shows, I think. And you know, we're going to have to go out Friday night and fight and scratch and claw to win this one. I think we can do it. I know the kids are excited about it. You know, they're prepared this week, and they're looking forward to getting out there and trying to get something that we haven't had at Rock Hills in a while, and that's a playoff berth.
What does Washington County do specifically on offense that you have to try to counter, try to keep them off the scoreboard a little bit?
Oh, they they're like us in a way. They run the ball. They believe in the running game, and you know, they've got a very good fullback and quarterback who's their leading rusher. Fullback's a big kid who runs hard. They do it a little. You know, they do it pretty much very similar to the way we do it. They just do it out of a shotgun formation. But they're a team, I think, who's pretty young, too, on the roster. So, you know, there's two teams, like I said, that are very similar. And so it ought to be a really good ballgame Friday night.
Okay, thank you. That's head coach of Rock Hills, Otis Hendricks, joining us on the Thursday night locker room chat. And as always, good luck on Friday.
Thank you.
Rock Hills locker room chat is brought to you by Kears Thriftway in Mankato, along with Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Great savings not through Tuesday, Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Sugardale sliced bacon, selected variety, 16-ounce package, $3.49, now through Tuesday, Kears Thriftway in Mankato. Great savings now through Tuesday, Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Best Choice Idaho Russet Potatoes, a 10-pound bag, only $3.99, now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com with Sylvan Lucas head coach Ben Labertu. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 football games of the week. And don't forget our preview show every Friday night, getting you set for kickoff, called the Football Express, that airs at 5:40 each Friday evening. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bennington State Bank. Now let's get you caught up as to what is happening with Mustang football with head coach Ben Labertu.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Thursday night locker room chats, and I have Sylvan Lucas head coach Ben Labertu with us. And coach, the record now sits at 5-2, a tough one against Victoria on Friday, and come out on the short end of a 44-14 score. What was kind of the difference between maybe that game on Friday and some of the games you've been able to win earlier in the season?
They're a good football team. They have good numbers. They're good speed. They're well coached. You know, we gave them a 14-point lead early. And we just couldn't overcome that 14-point lead. I think starting fourth, it was 28-14, and then they got a couple scores on us in the fourth quarter. But, yeah, they're a good football team.
Not the highest-scoring team there for you, but what was it that they presented defensively that kind of made you struggle to just get the 14 on Friday?
You know, we moved the ball well in between the 20s. We'd get inside the 20 and then just couldn't score. I think we're inside the 20 or the 15 three times and didn't get in the end zone. And that says something to them. They're physical. They're extremely quick, and they're well coached. They don't get out of position. They don't mess up their assignments very often. So, you know, they're just a good football team, and you know, they got the best of us.
You know, came into that game at 5-1. Was there a little bit of difference, you know, were the kids a little bit down coming into practice this week as they've been having some success on the win-loss record and then kind of had a tough one on Friday? Was there a little bit of difference as they came to practice this week?
No, I thought we've been good so far. We and they know Victoria. You know, we've played them, mm-hmm. I think, several times, you know, several times in the last few years. A couple times we played them twice in 1 year, you know. So we're real familiar, and they knew what was coming at them. So I thought they've been good. This crew's a good practice crew. They always show up somewhat ready to go. So yeah, I can't complain about that.
You're listening to the Thursday Night Locker Room Chats. We'll have more with Ben Labrador after this.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC.
This is Jason Broadfoot on the Thursday Night Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Ben Labrador, head coach of Sylvan Lucas. And so now you finish off the regular season here with a game against Logan Palco. Their record comes in at 1-6. Now, I know you're going to say they can't take anything for granted, and I know you're going to try to preach that to the kids this week, but how important is it to try to get a good start in this football game coming off a loss?
Oh, you know, that's always big for us. We always want, you know, those first 5-6 minutes are very important of every game and every half. And, you know, Logan does bring good size, and they got some talent in the backfield, so you know, I think they played a pretty tough schedule. We're going to have to show up and play hard, and hopefully some good things happen.
Now, I know you already gave your guys a compliment on being good practice players. Do you just hope that they continue that this week, or is there anything you can do specifically to try to maybe prevent looking ahead to a playoff appearance?
Yeah, you know, they know what's in front of them. They this is a non-district game, but they know they want to show up and compete every Friday. That's what we always preach, And they'll do a good job of that. I don't have any doubt on that one. But you try to keep them from looking too far ahead. But this group, I don't worry too much about that.
Are there certain challenges that Logan Palco will bring forth to you that you're trying to avoid, or pitfalls you're trying to avoid there with Logan Palco?
Oh yeah, you got to. You know, our goal, you want to show up and play well. And like I said, they're big, and Logan is always physical. So we want to get in there. We want to play well and get out healthy.
And speaking of health, how are you guys doing in that regard?
Oh, you know, we had a couple kids out last week, which didn't help us any. And we're no different than anybody else right now. We're battling through a few things, and hopefully, as a few weeks go along, we'll get healthier.
All right. Thank you for your time, Coach, and good luck on Friday.
All right. Thank you, sir.
We'll have more on the Thursday Night Locker Room Chats after this. Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Night Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:15 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmen, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to the Football Express, our own preview show airing at 5:40 Friday evenings, previewing all of the area matchups in the listening area. And after the game, catch the KD Country 94 local high school scoreboard show at 10:05.